BBC News with Rosemary Crick. Prominent European Union figures have given a qualified welcome to a speech by the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, in which she tried to break the deadlock in the Brexit talks. But they've demanded more detail on her promises relating to the UK's budget commitments and guarantees for EU citizens in Britain. The ratings agency Moody's has further downgraded Britain's credit rating, saying the complexity of Brexit negotiations is likely to hamper London's ability to enact policy. A UK government spokesman said the assessment was out of date. Tens of thousands of people in northwestern Puerto Rico have been evacuated after a crack developed in a 90-year-old dam because of torrential rains that have followed Hurricane Maria. Officials say it's extremely dangerous. The storm has now moved to the Turks and Caicos Islands. The latest attempt by Republicans in the US to repeal former President Obama's Affordable Care Act seemed likely to fail after the prominent Republican Senator John McCain said he could not, in all conscience, vote for the bill to dismantle it. Thousands of Brazilians have been protesting against the judge's ruling that psychologists could administer so-called cures for homosexuality. They say it's also a march against a current wave of evangelical conservatism. The Brazilian army is being deployed in one of Rio de Janeiro's largest favelas, Rocinha, after 6 days of clashes between rival drug gangs. Officials in Wisconsin say it was one of the 21 US states which, according to the federal government, were targeted by Russian hackers in the presidential election. They say the state's voter registers were targeted. A man who shot dead 8 people at a hairdressing salon in California in 2011 has been jailed for life. Scott DeCry's victims included his ex-wife and her friend who testified against him.